Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Matt Duchene of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Eustace Arros of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
You're listening to the Renegades of Puck
with Crazy Charlie.
Welcome to the bunker. Welcome to the Renegades of Puck podcast. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonia. And before we get started on the No Half Step in Hockey coverage, let me direct you to our home website, renegadesofpuck.com. Once you go there and get educated, then you can click on that merchandise tab. And that's exactly where you're going to find our classic logo t-shirt, our pride logo t-shirt, and five or six other different versions of the Renegades of Puck t-shirts. And don't worry, we have all the classic gimmicks you've come to know and love from the Renegades of Puck, like socks, wall art, throw pillows. It's all there. We've sold out so that you can buy in, outfit your entire home for the holidays or your entire body with Renegades of Puck merchandise. We sure would appreciate that. You can help us out on social media, and it's of critical importance to this operation and our success. If you would please give us a like, give us a follow, give us a subscription on just a few or all of the following feeds. Of course, social media, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Then you can find the show on YouTube in our video form. And then you can find the audio version of the podcast on a myriad of different podcast platforms like Stitcher, like Google, and of course on Spotify. So please, if you don't mind, give us some support there. You can also watch the live behind the scenes version of the show on Twitch as we're doing right now here from the bunker. Again, thank you very much. It doesn't take you but a second. It doesn't cost you anything, but it sure goes a long way to helping the Renegades of Puck. You can become a partner of the show by going to Venmo. Just scan the QR code that's currently on your screen or search Renegades of Puck. Thanks to generous Renegades like you, we've been able to upgrade all of our equipment here in the bunker. The microphone, the light system, and yes, the camera, especially the camera. We could not do this without your support and your assistance. Being an independent operation is not always the easiest thing, but you guys certainly help, and you make it a whole lot easier than it is for a lot of other groups out there. So thank you. Stick taps, love, and respect to each and every one of you Renegades. Now, I know it's time to get to the No Half Step in Hockey coverage, so let me deliver the goods. Time for operation number 684. That's right, it's show number 684 for the Renegades. And at this moment in hockey history, the Nashville Predators currently find themselves in fifth place in the Central Division. After 24 games played, they have a record of 12-10-2, 26 points, has them 1 point behind the fourth place Colorado Avalanche, 2 points behind the third place Minnesota Wild, and 9 points behind both Winnipeg and Dallas, who have 35 points and are tied for first place. Winnipeg has played two less games than the Dallas Stars, so therefore the Jets are currently sitting in first place. By the way, an impressive record by the Winnipeg Jets through 25 games, 17-7-1 on home ice, 10-3. Going below the Nashville Predators in the division, 6-7-8, is St. Louis, Arizona, and Chicago. St. Louis 2 points behind the Nashville Predators, Arizona and Chicago each at 6 points behind the division. Odd symmetry to the standings in the Central Division at this point. The Nashville Predators have a home record of 7-3-2, and Bridgestone Arena damaged, not broken, right to host the next home game for the Nashville Predators, and that will take place against the Ottawa Senators. Once the Nashville Predators are done with this one-game homestand against the Ottawa Senators Monday, they will be in St. Louis immediately back home Tuesday to face off against the Edmonton Oilers, the 15th in Winnipeg, the 17th of December at the Colorado Avalanche, and the 19th of December back home against the Edmonton Oilers. Now, the Ottawa Senators, this is the first two meetings between these two teams this season. The second will take place in Ottawa, and that will take place on January the 9th. Now, speaking of the Ottawa Senators, they have a record of 10-14-2, only 22 points on the season. That is eighth, which is last in the Atlantic Division. A road record of 4-6-2, a goal differential of -7. Let's take a look at just their most recent action of five games. On November the 30th, a 3-1 loss versus the New York Rangers. On the 2nd of December, a 3-2 overtime win versus the New York Rangers. On December the 3rd, a 5-2 win versus San Jose, followed up with a 5-2 loss versus LA. And most recently, on the 8th of December, a 4-3 overtime loss at Dallas. It was Anton Forsberg taking the loss in that game, 28 out of 32. But take note, the Dallas Stars tied for first place in the Central Division. The Ottawa Senators are in last place in the Atlantic Division. That game ended up going to the final seconds of overtime. For the Nashville Predators, injuries are becoming more of an issue now, and they always do for teams as the season goes along. Glass still listed as day-to-day. Borowiecki is still on injured reserve, and the really difficult one that we'll get more into here in a few minutes is McDonough, out 2 to 4 weeks. We saw him at the game tonight. He appeared on TV just briefly, waved to the crowd, and again, I'll discuss that more coming up during the analysis portion of the show. But let's go ahead and talk about the NHL rankings and the matchup between these two teams, the Nashville Predators and the Ottawa Senators. Not very impressive, to say the least. Goals for the Nashville Predators were 29th in the NHL, 2.63 per game, while the Ottawa Senators at 3.08 per game are 20th in the NHL. Goals against the Nashville Predators were at 15th at 3.08 per game, while the Ottawa Senators are giving up 3.32 per game. That is 21st in the NHL. When it comes to shots on goal, the Ottawa Senators are generating plenty of pucks on the net, 33.9 per game. That's actually 6th best in the NHL this time, while the Predators are at 22nd best in the NHL, generating 30.2 shots on net per game. In shots against, 25th and 26th respectively for Nashville and Ottawa. And on the special teams, again, it's not the most impressive set of special teams units you're going to find. On the power play, the Preds are 28th in the NHL, 15 out of 86 on the season, 17.4%. Now, the Ottawa Senators do have a decent power play, 7th overall in the NHL, 26.9% conversion rate, 25 out of 93, but their penalty kill is rated 18th, and they've given up 22 power plays. And they've given up 22 power play goals against, while the Nashville Predators are 17th in the NHL, and they have given up 18 power play goals against. Now, every team in the NHL has a myriad of high-skilled individuals, and these two teams are no exceptions. Take a look at the Ottawa Senators' individual statistics, a last-place team. However, the top three scorers on this team would lead the Nashville Predators at this time. Kachuk with 12 goals and 17 assists, 29 points on the season. Stutzel at 10 and 17 for 27. Drew, 11 goals and 12 assists for 23 points on the season. Batherson, 6 and 14 for 20. And DeBrinket, 6 and 14 for 20. Now, remember, Alex DeBrinket usually does very good when he gets a chance to play against the Nashville Predators, going back to his days with the Chicago Blackhawks. Anton Forsberg, a net, a record of 5-7-2 and 908 save percentage at 3.24 goals against average. Taking a look at the Nashville Predators side of the ledger and the individual statistics, Philip Forsberg leads the team in scoring. 8 plus 15 is 23, so 8 goals and 15 assists, 23 points. Matt Duchene has 6 goals and 15 assists for 21 points. Roman Josi, the captain, has 6 goals and 14 assists for 20 points. Mikael Granlund at 4 goals and 14 assists for 18 points. And Ryan Johansson, 7 and 7 for 14. UC Saros on the season, a record of 9-7-2, 905 save percentage, 3.05 goals against average. That has you all set up for the Nashville Predators versus the Ottawa Senators. An early start Saturday afternoon at Bridgestone Arena. Again, broken, but not put out to pasture. Bridgestone Arena stands tall and is ready to host the next home game in the next series of events for the city of Nashville and for the Nashville Predators. A Herculean effort over there by everyone involved with the crew, and they deserve to continue getting stick taps. They didn't stop working when the Nashville Predators went out of town. They'll be working on Bridgestone Arena for weeks, if not months, to come to make sure everything is up and running. That gets you all set up for that game. We got to go back and talk about what happened with the Nashville Predators on the last game of their three-game road trip in Tampa Bay. We call it the Rebirth Sports full game recap, and that's coming up next. Rebirth Sports, check out their work, rebirthsports.com, or find them on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Very easy to find them, and they're very interactive, very good people, and I certainly love having a partnership with that crew. You see me wearing the Renegades of Puck home jersey right here in the bunker. You see me wearing the road jersey, the third jersey, just last night skating with the Mighty Drunks here in Middle Tennessee in the Middle C Division. Got a chance to pull on the red, white, and blue Rebirth Sports Mighty Drunks jersey. Good looking threads out there at the rink. Got asked multiple times Where did that jersey come from? And I had to tell them, of course, because I love having the conversation. Came from Rebirth Sports. Sure to appreciate them. They take visions, make them reality, and they are certainly not jersey makers. They are hockey tailors. So check out their work, rebirthsports.com. We go all the way back to December the 8th of the year 2022, and the Nashville Predators were in Tampa Bay to take on the Lightning after a lengthy layoff after their last game in New York against the Islanders. John Hines deploys his lines as the following: Granlund, Parson, and Duchesne, Forsberg, Sissons, and Janot, Smith, Johansson, and Nita Ryder, Trenin, Jankowski, and McCarron make up your forward lines for the Dad's Trip. Yossi and Gross, Ekholm and Carey, Luzon and Fabro, and of course Gross filling in for McDonough, who's going to be out 2 to 4 weeks on injured reserve. We're just 27 seconds into this game, and UC Saros is coming up with a save on Kucherov. First shot on goal of the game. At 1:16, it would only be the second shot of goal on the game before we have our first goal, and it would be in favor of the Tampa Bay Lightning. They are explosive. Point with his 12th goal of the season's on a partial breakaway that was sprung by the lob pass. Tampa Bay leads 1-0 on home ice. 2:26, just over a minute later, the Preds are off to the box for too many men on the ice. Benchminer. Corey Perry's fourth goal of the season gives Tampa Bay a 2-0 lead. It was a rebound put back from the slot areas. He has done all the way into the Hall of Fame one day. 9:25 of the first period. Luzon's off the box 2 minutes for tripping. And this is when the Nashville Predators, for the first time in the game, show any life at all. Jankowski gets the puck and carries it down the ice, looks off for a pass, and then shoots. It's the first shot on goal for the Nashville Predators, and it's going into the net. Shot on goal for the Nashville Predators leads to a shorthanded goal. Jankowski's third of the season. Nashville Predators cut the Tampa Bay lead down to 2-1. 12:39 now into the first period. Maroons off the box, 2 minutes for high sticking. 0 shots on goal for the Nashville Predators power play. Parsons turnover near the end of the power play almost burns the Preds for a 6 scoring opportunity in favor of Tampa Bay. They're so quick in transition, any mistake you make almost ends up in the back of your net. 19:13 in the first period. Saros comes up with a save on point at the top of the crease with Forsberg in support to help clear the rebound. 19:35, UC Saros comes up with a save on Stamkos. We hit the intermission, and a sleepy Nashville Predators covered in rust only generate 4 shots on goal in the first period, while the Tampa Bay Lightning, red hot as they always are, put 11 shots on net. We go to the second period. We're 49 seconds in, and Elliott coming up with a save on Cole Smith. It's been so low event in that end for Elliott. That's the first time I've mentioned his name in the full game recap. We're already in the second period. 1:52 into the second period. UC Saros comes with a kick save on Sorelli. 6:14. Elliott comes with a save on Duchesne at close range at 9:10 of the second period. Foot and Smith off the box 5 minutes each. And this really, they honestly should have just got 2 minutes each for roughing. It was not exactly a fight. It was and a heavyweight tilt, I'll tell you that. 10:16 of the second period, UC Saros comes with a save on Hagel. 12:36, Alex Carey's first goal of the season ties this game up into a piece. It was a rebound put back that beats Elliott stick side. Good awareness by Carrier to be crashing the high slot, looking for that rebound, finding that rebound, and converting that rebound by firing it stick side. 2-2 hockey game just over midway through. 13:54 into the second period, UC Saros comes with a save on Sergachev. Tampa Bay is kept to the outside so far this entire period. 14:50, Elliott comes up with a save on Janot after a turnover. 19:55, UC Saros comes with a save on Sorelli. Tampa Bay's best pressure of the period comes over the final 45 seconds. The Nashville Predators, a completely different team in the second 20 minutes than they were in the first 20 minutes. They now have 19 shots on goal, 15 in the second period, while Tampa Bay have 19 for the game as well. Only 8 in the second period and kept largely to the outside. Brand new hockey game, 20 minutes to go in Tampa Bay. We're 1:32 into the third period, and Elliott's coming up with a save on Gross from the slot after Matt Duchesne's really great world-class distribution. 2:14 of the third period. Points 13th goal of the season. Second goal of the game comes in a 2-on-1. It was a look-off, and he shoots. Roman Josi got caught pinching in the offensive zone, and Tampa Bay is leading 3-2. But at 7:10, Paul, his 12th goal of the season, is going to make it 4-2 just that quickly. He slips behind the D and scores from the face-off circle. His Tampa Bay offense is just simply incredible. 8:57 into the third period, Elliott comes up with a save on Ekholm. 13:09, Saros comes up with a save on Nemestikov, driving the net hard. Fabro, good job in the D support right here. 14:08, Hedman's off the box 2 minutes for tripping, and Hagel's going to come up with a shorthanded goal, his 8th of the season. He goes top corner snipe and puts this game away. The Nashville Predators never had a chance after that, even with the empty net. 5-2 is your final, Nashville ends up out shooting Tampa Bay 36-32. And considering the Preds only had four shots on goal in the first period, to get to 36 shots on net is at least impressive to see what they did once they woke up. But Rust certainly won this battle on this night, and you're going up against a team that is currently in dynasty mode. It's not going to work out in your favor very many times. Tough building to go into, one of the toughest teams in the NHL to play against, coming off a long break. I'm not making any excuses for the Nashville Predators, but that's a tough team to go up against, a tough team to beat. And the Nashville Predators, at least once they woke up, stood toe-to-toe with the Tampa Bay Lightning for a short amount of time. Tampa Bay did what they do best. They pulled away in the third period. They won a game. It's what they've managed to do better than anyone else the last few years in the NHL. That's why they are currently in dynasty mode. That's the Rebirth Sports full game recap.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Strong Style Fitness is a great partner here of the Renegades of Puck, and we love our partners. Strong Style Fitness can be found online, social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Instagram is their preferred method of communication when it comes to social media. StrongStyleFit.com is where you can find the website. 150 workouts by a certified personal trainer, completely free to each and every one of the Renegades of Puck. Just go to YouTube and search Strong Style Fit, and you'll be able to find those, whether it's your first step off the couch, your first workout, or you've been at it for years. Tracy has a workout that is designed and dedicated to each and every one of you out there. She just wants to get you moving and get you motivated and keep you healthy. She has provided all of these workouts on her YouTube channel completely for free. So Renegades of Puck, in a world that has become increasingly more expensive every day, take advantage of an opportunity to have the Renegades of Puck personal trainer at Strong Style Fitness. Great partner here of the show. UC Saros went 27 out of 32 in this game. And I just wrote the simple question down next to his analysis. What can you do? What can you do against Tampa Bay? What can you do when you find yourself shorthanded multiple times in the first period when your team is sleepwalking and barely awake out there on the ice? I felt that UC Saros' game was not that bad overall in the end. Five goals against looks awful, and he takes the loss at the end of the night. But honestly, what can you do against the Tampa Bay Lightning? Yes, I'm giving the Tampa Bay Lightning a lot of respect because they've earned that respect over the last several years by being one of the best teams consistently in the NHL. Couple more points of analysis. Jankowski comes up with a goal in this game. Good to see Jankowski getting another goal. He's put up a couple now, three on the season, and he brings the jam. He goes out there and he plays hard, and he's a good grinder of a player for the Nashville Predators. An upgrade over grinders that they have had in the recent past. There is no doubt about that, and the more time Jankowski gets and the more comfortable that he gets in the role that he has here with the Nashville Predators, I actually think that there's a place for him to be out there on a consistent basis. Good for Jankowski to pick up a goal in that game. Good for Alex Carey to pick up his first goal of the season. You know that he's been gripping out there, not having any points on the season, finally breaking through, picking up that goal. Hopefully that means good things to come. I think he's a fantastic player, and I think he's a great defenseman, and I think he has a very, very long career ahead of him in the NHL. Last year, our eyes were open to his potential and the possibilities, and now he's having a little bit of a slump to start this season. That first goal hopefully will give him a little bit of offensive confidence. Defensively, Carrier has been absolutely great so far this season, just struggling on the offensive side of things, but the whole defense core for the Nashville Predators outside of Roman Josi has struggled this season. And Rust wins We talked about rest versus rust. Rust absolutely won the battle, and you can't start late versus Tampa Bay. As a matter of fact, anything less than a full 60 against Tampa Bay is cliche as it sounds, and you don't have a chance. Tampa Bay is, again, one of the best teams in the NHL for a reason, and rust wins in this situation. Nashville Predators didn't exist in the first period. In the second period, they showed that they can go toe-to-toe, but they were only able to do that for 20 minutes, and there was another 40 minutes to be played in the game. Tampa Bay dominated the first period. Tampa Bay dominated the third period. Kind of an unusual arc for the Nashville Predators, who usually struggle in second periods. This time, it was different. The Preds were able to get an energy burst there in the second period, unable to maintain it in the third. Tampa Bay took control of the game. Now, the loss of Ryan McDonagh. I just wanted to say, seeing him at the game, it is obvious that he is in considerable pain. I recognize the scar that he had on his face. I recognize the procedure that he probably had, but we have not been told officially about any of that 2 to 4 week time frame on his injury. And for the Nashville Predators, McDonagh was brought in here to be a solidifying force, a stabilizing force on the top four, but it didn't work out quite the way anybody anticipated. He was supposed to be paired with Matias Ekholm. That pairing was broken up after just 5-6 games, and then third pair with Luzon for some time, and then suddenly moved up with Roman Josi, and things clicked pretty much immediately, and those two were playing very good hockey together. So a lot of momentum is being lost right now by the Nashville Predators. But just for Ryan McDonagh, he's a player that I have followed throughout his entire career at every stop that he's had: New York Rangers, Tampa Bay Lightning, now Nashville Predators. I've always had a lot of respect for him as a player, and to see him in the rink, in the amount of pain that he was in, and to wave to the crowd, his former team, where of course he won championships, and then to see him be there with the dads for just a couple of minutes on the dad's trip, it was just highly impressive. He's a hell of a hockey player. He's a great asset to the room and to this franchise, and I hope the 2 to 4 weeks, I hope he's back as soon as possible. I hope he's healthy and everything heals up as perfectly as can. But the loss of Ryan McDonagh for this stretch of hockey, it is tough. He was really had become a stabilizing force in the Nashville Predators' most recent turnaround, and that had come once he had been paired with Captain Roman Josi on the top pair. So losing a top pair defenseman now for 2 to 4 weeks is going to be very, very difficult. And Tampa Bay, you got to give them some last stick taps right here as we're covering this analysis and breaking it down. They're in dynasty mode. They truly know how to seize a game and just go out there and win. They did that tonight with their backup goaltender, and they made it look easy in the third period. And the more you watch the Tampa Bay Lightning, the more you see them do it. They sometimes get themselves behind and suddenly they just surge and surge and take off, and they end up with big separation by the end of the game. The Tampa Bay Lightning are the dynasty team of this era, and they're probably going to continue competing for Stanley Cup championships for the next couple of years. The window of opportunity for an NHL franchise is usually somewhere between 3 and 5 years. The Tampa Bay Lightning are showing that they can exceed that, and few teams have been able to do that, especially in the modern era when dynasties don't exist any longer. All right, that's enough analysis from me. Let's get to Sean C. Smith. He's got the intel that you need to know. He is from AtoZSports.com in Nashville. And, of course, you can find him on Twitter, SCSNSH, at SCSNSH. He's the one and only Sean C. Smith who's got the intel that you need to know, and he's got this report right here.
Thanks, Charlie. Hey, Renegades, it's Sean C. Smith. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Predators' loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning. I thought to myself, as the team was headed into this game after an extended break, even though this one was a planned extended break, that I didn't know which team was going to come out of that extended break. We saw the Predators come back from a dominant performance overseas and have some time off and come back and flounder quite extensively. And then we saw them come back from an unplanned break after the flood at Bridgestone Arena and dominate once again. So it was going to be really interesting to see what happened when the Predators came back from this 5-day break after their last game. And I didn't know which team was going to show up. Well, here's the thing. I knew one team was going to show up, and that was the Tampa Bay Lightning. I had kind of hoped that if the Predators had to play one team from the Stanley Cup Finals last season, that it was going to be the Colorado Avalanche, as that team is incredibly banged up right now and might have given the Predators a really good opportunity to get off to a strong start against a team that's been pretty good here lately, even if they're missing a lot of key players. But instead, it was the Tampa Bay Lightning that the Predators had to play down in Tampa Bay for the Father's Trip. And so you'd think, with all of these things going on, Father's Trip, reverse, the previously undefeated reverse retro Mustard Cats, which is quite possibly the greatest jersey of all time. And here's the thing. Came out very quickly, and the Tampa Bay Lightning reminded the Predators that even though they may not have won the Stanley Cup last season, that they did go to the final, and they showed them exactly why they went to that final, putting up two quick goals and putting the team in a hole that they were never really able to quite dig out of. Sure, they tied it up, but it didn't really matter for too long because the Tampa Bay Lightning, much, much more dominant team. The Predators looked a little bit lost out there. Really, I noticed the biggest problem seemed to be in the neutral zone. Transitions were an issue for the team, getting caught short down there and getting the other team through the to the neutral zone quickly, getting down and getting pretty easy wide-open shots on Saros. Not really what you want to do to support your goalie, but what it comes down to at the end of the night was that Tampa Bay ran all over the Predators, and the Predators looked like they didn't know what to do to stop it. And unfortunately, that's how the game ended. Kind of a lopsided game, but it's the first game back after 5 days off. I'd hoped it would be a different team that showed up, but this is the team that came. So hopefully, Predators coming back on Saturday to play against the Ottawa Senators. Hopefully that will be a different story, and the Preds will have a much better time then. Maybe they can shake off the rust with this past game that they lost to Tampa Bay and then come out swinging, come out strong, come out looking good against Ottawa. I hope that's how things go, Charlie. I'm not going to be able to be on the show after that game. Just to let everybody know right now, I'll be in Cincinnati with my son playing hockey. So, Charlie, that's all I got. I'm going to send it back over to you.
Stripe Digital Solutions is another great partner of the Renegades of Puck, and I sure do appreciate everything Stripe Digital Solutions does for us here in the trenches. Check out their work, StripeDigitalSolutions.com, or online, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You see the crest that is on the jersey right here. You see the logo on the wall behind me. The website, RenegadesOfPuck.com. Our social media and brand building plan, all of that is managed by and through Stripe Digital Solutions. We could not succeed on any level in the current world the way it functions without a strong digital partner, and Stripe Digital Solutions is the strongest digital partner. I urge and encourage each and every one of you to reach out to Brandy and start the conversation today. I think that my website is fantastic. My logos, my graphics, I think everything is wonderful, and that is because I have visions and ideas, and then they are whittled down by Stripe Digital Solutions into something that actually is coherent and makes sense on the screen. They do incredible work, and I encourage each and every one of you, check out Stripe Digital Solutions today. All right, let's take a quick second to go through the box score. Not a whole lot to talk about in this one. Your goal scores, Jankowski and Carrier, talked about them quite a bit already. Your assists in this game go to Philip Forsberg, go to Nino Niederreiter. Nino Niederreiter doesn't pick up a lot of assists, more heavy on the goal side of the ledger. Shots on goal in this game, the captain, Roman Josi, leads the team with 6 shots on goal. Nino Niederreiter had 5 shots on goal, block shots. Gross comes in his first appearance back with the National Predators, 6 block shots and hits. Tanner Janot had 7 in this game. It was a fairly physical game between these two teams. We've certainly seen that in the past. Time on ice, Matt Duchene certainly earning the trust and confidence of his head coach, Sean Hines. 23:07 in total time on ice out there. Cole Smith ends up getting shorted. He had 9:08 time on ice, and it was McCarron at 6:55 in total time on ice, was the least amount in the lineup. And the captain, Roman Josi, leads the team in total time on ice, 28:01. UC Saros, 27 out of 32 in this game. You know who else has numbers and analytics? Well, he runs the Renegade Analytics Desk, so of course you know who it is. It's the one and only Brian Bassey. He's got the numbers you need to know, the charts you need to see from ontheforecheck.com. You can find him on Twitter at Brian Bassett. You can watch him right now.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
The Predators return from a five-day break in action as they kicked up the busy holiday month of December, starting off on the road in Amalie Arena against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And much like a lot of us do around the Christmas time, the Predators unfortunately put up a pretty disappointing effort in front of their fathers, losing the game 5-2 after tying it in the second period at 2. Now, one thing that we saw tonight that it seems like it happens quite a bit is that Nashville just could not find anything offensively. Now, we saw the 4 shots on goal in the first period, which were definitely not good, but by the end of the second period, Nashville had tied it with Tampa and did hold them to a fairly respectable number. They both were around 32 shots on goal for the Lightning and 35 for the Nashville Predators. And you would normally think that would be a good thing to keep up with, but Nashville struggled offensively, like I said before, getting only a shorthanded goal from Mark Jankowski, which was great, and Alex Carrier tallying his first of the year, but those aren't the guys you're going to want to rely on to score against a good team like the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tonight's one big stat is going to talk about what exactly Nashville does when they face certain situations and how they've performed under John Hines. So let's talk about how well they do when they're holding teams to either a high goal amount or low goal amount. Tonight's one big stat. Now, since John Hines has taken over, when Nashville has allowed 3 or more goals in his tenure, Nashville is 16, 78, and 7. So that's not a lot of wiggle room. Now, of course, Nashville has a very good goaltender in UC Saros, who unfortunately didn't have that great of a game, although four of the 5 shots he did face were high-danger chances. You can't have a team that is you can't rely on a goaltender who is very good to always be very good, especially if you're going to have that many games. You know, over half the games in John Hines' tenure have been games where they've allowed that many three or more goals and not give them the goal support at all. Let's take a closer look at that now. So in those games in which they allowed 3 or more goals, games like tonight, when they were only had 2 goals, 2 or less, they have 0 wins, 49 losses, and 3 overtime losses, which is, again, not very good. But they've only had 50 games where they've actually been able to score 3 or more when the opponent has had 3 or more. And again, they're only 16, 30, and 4 in those situations. So Nashville, obviously, they can't always blame UC Saros for bad games, and this team never, obviously never will. But this guy, he's a goaltender that is very good. We watch him night after night to know that he's very good, even though he might struggle here or there this season. But this team shouldn't have to rely on UC Saros to play perfectly in order to win these games. He's done so in a lot of their big wins this season, but he can't be expected to do that every single night. And unfortunately, a lot of times saying head coaches in the NHL, they get fired for bad goaltending more than anything else. So this is something that they're going to have to watch out for. But as we've seen this season, this team is just kind of, they bounce around 500. They're only a couple points up above 500 right now at 12, 10, and 2. But this is a team that hasn't really flashed anywhere. They don't have a star scorer. Their offense is pretty mediocre. The defense has been good at times. The power play has struggled. The penalty kill has been struggling as of late. So what is this team going to be? What is it going to be when they what are they going to do to separate themselves from these middle-of-the-road teams, basically where they're stuck right now, now in fifth place in the Central Division? Nashville's going to have to pick something, because what they're doing right now isn't working and isn't sustainable. Nashville likes to grab teams and slow them down and play physical hockey. That's just the way John Hines likes it. And they're really good at getting teams down into the mud like they did against Tampa. But unfortunately, the elite teams like Tampa, the Colorados, Edmontons, they're finding a way to skate out that mud pretty fast, and they leave the Predators in the dirt pretty much every single time. And that's tonight's one big stat.
He's got the charts you need to see and the numbers you need to know. You can find him on Twitter at Brian Bass, and you can find his work on theforecheck.com. He is the leader of the Renegade Analytics Desk. Sure to appreciate Brian jumping in the trenches and filing that report. I want to talk to you about Spartans hockey. I want to go back to last weekend. We haven't had a chance to catch up and talk about USPHL action here in the Nashville area. Last weekend, it was the Potomac Patriots coming in to face off against the Nashville Spartans for 4 games. Unfortunately, the Nashville Spartans
were unable to secure victory in any of those games, only securing a point in one of the four games. Potomac Patriots, a big, physically imposing roster, came to Nashville ready to play. We just want to bring you out to the rink, the Gary Force Acura Ice Arena, and give you a taste of some of the action from over the weekend. Here's just a couple of clips from the last game on Sunday afternoon.
Schoner with the puck, fires, rebound goes up high in the air, lands behind the net, unable to be cleared out. Keenan gets the puck. There goes a Spartans goal on the power play right there. Broken play finds its way into the back of the net. And for the Spartans, for the first time this afternoon, it's time to shout. Spartans will send Holly out to take the faceoff. Holly controls, gets it to Bowerman. Bowerman to free. The puck now all the way down. And there's Nico Schoner scoring. And it's just that easy. Once you get the puck to Schoner, just let him run and do his thing. And then let the people shout. Spartans dig the puck free, and they'll do that with Alec Poole. Alec Poole gets it to Schoner. Schoner looking to go one-on-two into the offensive zone. Gets around the first man. He's looking for the wraparound opportunity, and the wraparound goes into the net for a Spartans goal. Unable to finish right there, but he went to the net with speed. Unfortunately, that's going to lead to an odd man rush for the Patriots. 2-on-1. And that's going to be the game right there in favor of the Patriots. Just 29 seconds into the overtime session.
It was the Potomac Patriots securing a victory right there, 4-3 at the Gary Force Acura Ice Arena in Nolensville, Tennessee, and taking the sweep of the weekend over the Nashville Spartans in the Battle of the Red Buckets. This time, it went in favor of the Patriots. Nashville Spartans have a lot of work to do, though, coming up this weekend. 6 games against the Elmira Monsters, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 2 on Friday night, 2 on Saturday night, 2 early on Sunday for the Nashville Spartans. They've got an opportunity to move up in the USPHL Southeast Division. Looking forward to being on the call for all 6 of those games, Elite and Premier Division games, 1 in each division each day. Very much looking forward to being back in the perch and being out there working with the entire crew over at the Gary Force Acura Ice Arena. It's been a real treat being a part of the Spartan family and playing a small role. It truly, truly is something that suits all of my skill sets and all of my personality, and I love being a very small part of it. So Spartans hockey against the Elmira Monsters coming up this weekend. Very much looking forward to seeing the team out there on the ice and seeing all the fans in the rink and getting back there on the mic for Hockey TV. Sure hope you get a chance to check it out. Sure hope you get a chance to come on down to the rink and see us soon. And by the way, talking about seeing us soon, you'll have an opportunity to hang out with us. As a matter of fact, let's just roll the clip. Let's just announce it this way.
I need to call Pete. I need to call Ships and Trips Travels. Renegades, we have a plan to make. Let's go.
I'm Crazy Charlie Sonnier, captain of the Renegades of Puck. I'm also tired of the cold, tired of the dark, and tired of being landlocked. I'm also willing to bet that I'm not the only one who could use some sun, fun, and time in paradise with friends. That's exactly why I called our great friend Pete Weber. He told me, call Ships and Trips Travel, and now we're all going to Mexico. That's right, Renegades of Puck, July 15th to the 20th of 2023. Dreams Vallarta Resort in Puerto Vallarta is the destination location to hang with Pete Weber in paradise. To join Pete and the Renegades of Puck in Puerto Vallarta, go to www.shipsandtripstravel.com. That's shipsandtripstravel.com, and just click on the ROP on vacation tab. Don't stay landlocked. Join the Renegades of Puck in paradise July 15th to the 20th, 2023 in Puerto Vallarta. Pete Weber, the Renegades of Puck, and you. It's time to ditch those skates for flip-flops and fun in the sun. That's right, Renegades of Puck. We're going worldwide. Join Pete Weber. Join the Renegades of Puck in paradise. We cannot wait for next summer to celebrate with all of you in paradise. Pete Weber is going to be awesome. It's going to be a great trip, and we are so looking forward to that. We can't thank Ships and Trips Travel enough for putting this all together for us. So we hope to see each and every one of you trading in your skates for flip-flops and joining us on the beach in Mexico. Sure to appreciate each and every one of you for joining the show. Stick taps, love, respect. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonia.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.